Hello and welcome everybody to Nerdy Boys Presents Game of Thrones. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast. We give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the weeks in comics, movies, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. Along with that, spoiler warning, if you've not watched the latest and greatest in television and or movies, pause this podcast, join us again for the fun after you've watched it. Along with that as well, explicit content warning, we'll probably be saying words like shit, fuck, you're a bellend,
twat.
So if you don't like that kind of stuff, you can go fuck yourself, sir. Or ma'am.
Or ma'am.
Or
bud.
Ma'am.
Lass.
Little bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, bud.
So
she's a worldly.
A worldly. Welcome, everybody, to our first podcast of the weekend here. We're going to be talking about Game of Thrones Season 6, Episode 2.
Ooh.
But we also have story time here,
yes.
Guys.
Story time. Will you get an inside look at what it means to be a nerdy boy?
Yeah.
Or just a cool story to tell you.
Yeah. But real quick, just a shout out. We had this guy in Germany. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but someone in Germany downloaded like 45 of our podcasts. And I just want to let you know, sir, that we appreciate you. Wir kennen Sie an. Yeah? Das ist gut. Pretty much, I'm pretty sure that means we recognize you. Wir kennen dich an, or sich, or whatever. But I was trying to be formal about it, so yeah, that's why I said Z first. But anyway, thank you, sir. Dankeschön.
Yes.
Ich habe Deutsch für 4 Jahre in high school gelernt. So ja, ich kann das sprechen. But
do you feel cool about yourself right now? Like,
I just want him to know that we're on his side. Like, we had someone in the UK download our podcast. Hello.
Hello, mate.
How are you doing out there?
You fucking balance.
Yeah, I fucking love you. Can you send some pretty birds our way?
Some worldlies.
Yes. Top class.
Top class. Top notch.
Yes. So, there's that. Thank you. Always Nicholas J. Fucking awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, honestly, the best follow on Twitter you can really ask for. Somebody that always likes your tweets and retweets them and interacts with you. Thanks again so much, dude. Every week, you're such a great follower, man. You know, it's followers like you that just makes us want to keep going and keep doing this podcast. You are definitely motivation for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Top class.
Top class, mate.
Superior.
Superion.
Yeah. Ooh, new superhero name.
Oh, geez.
So, we got some stories to tell you. So
yeah.
I'm just going to kick it off with this dream I had this week.
Ooh, tell me more.
I was having this dream. And I was like,
yeah?
It made me feel all good inside.
Oh, I bet it did.
And then I woke up and I was like, fuck.
Are you going to let us know what this dream was about?
I mean, all right.
Are you just like, are you going to be like
timid? I was with some guy. I don't even know who the fuck he was.
Whoa, right. It's that kind of dream, is it?
No. I don't know. We were playing like soccer or football or something, but the ball ended up in the woods. And somehow I knew like there were going to be horses in the woods and I knew whose horses they were. So, like, we go into the woods, and then I see this girl that I dated for, like, a week or 3 weeks or something before high school. And, like, she was cool back then, but, like, now she's, like, really hot. Like, so, you know, naturally. But yeah. I'm just, like, so, like, I she ends up coming and getting the horses. It kind of gives me the cold shoulder. And, like, me and this guy, like, go with her back to, like, her ranch or whatever.
Oh, yeah?
And, like...
Did you give her the parsnip?
No, I didn't. She's, like, engaged.
What and kind of dream
hold on,
is
hold on,
this?
Hold on. So,
hold on.
So then, like, this guy just abandons me, and I'm like, whatever, fuck you, buddy. And, like, I start hanging out with her, talking about old times, talking about, like, oh, my God, you're fucking gorgeous now. And, like, so we're, like, hanging out and shit, and, like, I'm, like, talking to her boyfriend, or, like, fiance, and, like, fucking, like, being hella cool with him. But, like, she pretty much was going to, like, leave him for me, and it was going to be terrific. And I woke up, and I was like, fuck! Dude, I was so mad.
It was just a dream.
And then, like, because I started talking to her again a couple years ago because, like, we stopped talking because I was a dick to her.
Naturally.
Yeah. And then, like, so we started talking on Facebook and stuff, and I look on Facebook, we're not friends anymore. I'm like, what the fuck? So I sent her a friend request, and she hasn't accepted mine, so... fucking dreams, man. They fuck with your heart and your head and shit.
Yeah, dude, it's, like, the worst, man. Like, everybody's had those dreams where it's, like... They wish they could have just stayed asleep a little bit longer to experience
such
a great
dream. Dude,
I fell
in love all over again.
Jesus, dude. Love is a strong word. What the fuck? Dude? I fell in love. Like, dude, that's a strong word for 3 weeks, buddy.
Dude, I mean, like, it was kind of like a... I don't know. It was a weird relationship because, like, I liked her friend, and then her friend didn't like me. And so, like, then I found out she liked me, and I was like, fuck it, let's fucking get together. And then I was a total dick to her. I didn't respect her religion.
Yeah, I remember. I know what you're talking about now.
I didn't respect, like, anything. Like, I was just an asshole to her, and then...
Yeah, dude. I mean, that sounds like a good time, right?
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, yes.
I feel like we never really had our chance.
Every girl loves a bad boy, Christian. Don't worry about it. That's what, like, probably attracted...
No, now I can't get girls because I'm trying to be nice all the time.
Yeah, dude, you know, just, you know, sometimes you got to rock out with your cock out, dude, and you'll be all
right. Right.
I mean, dude, there's just no other way, all right? There's only one way.
Only one way.
No, I mean, I'm totally a nice guy to women, but sometimes you do have to just whip it out a little bit. Just a little bit.
Show them the tip of the parsnip.
Yeah. That's why I was like, dude, I was like, you didn't even give it to her this parsnip in your
dream?
No,
dude, I was respectful in my dream, too. Fuck it.
What kind of dream is this, dude?
I'm just sitting there, like, in the car next door and shit. I'm just like, man.
I feel like the worst one is, like, when you have a dream about maybe, like, not even just, like, having sex, like, with a girl. But, I mean, those are really the best dreams. Like, I mean, like, if, like, you have, like, sex with a girl or, like, got with a girl, like, you've always wanted to get with. But, like, you know, it never really worked out that way in, like, real life. And then you wake up and you're just like, fuck.
Dude, I think I've only had, like, a dream like that, like, 2 or 3 times.
I mean, like, dude, you're just that much of a player.
The first
bro.
Time was like a guilt sex dream.
What the fuck?
Dude, like,
all right, we're done with your sex dreams. We're done with this. What the fuck? All right, let's move on to my story time. Kind of embarrassing.
All right.
But it's hilarious, dude. I mean, I'm the kind of person, I can laugh these situations off. But, I mean, if it was in front of a hot girl, I don't know if I'd been able to laugh it off. Like, I'd have been like, I probably would have milked it so she could have been my nurse or something.
Bet you would have milked it.
Yeah, I would. So, like, all right. So, my mom was in town, like, what was it, like, two weeks ago. Yeah, like, 2 weeks now ago. And, you know, I'm over here, like, you know, having some banter with my mom, like, just, like, messing around, like, you know, like, poking fun or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, she gets, like, into a full rage, a hot breathing rage. And then, so, like, you know, we're at, like, this picnic table in front of my grandma's house. It's, like, she lives in these apartments that has a picnic table. I'm just trying to set the mood here, guys.
Yeah.
And so she starts, like, chasing me around. And then, like, all my nieces and nephews are around. And they start chasing me. And then it's, like, I try to take a hard left. I step hard and then start accelerating before, like, I don't know, maybe my feet didn't get under me or something. And, dude, I fucking, like, launch myself forward, dude. And just, like, fucking ate asphalt, dude. It was fucking horrible. I thought, dude, and, like, the way I was landing, dude, I tried to, like, catch myself on my arm. On the same arm that I tried to catch myself on before, like, when I was in middle school and broke it. I swear to God, I thought my arm was going to break, dude. And then, like, I, like, quickly, like, shifted my arm from out from under me. So I landed, like, full force. I'm a big guy, guys. Just to let you know, if you didn't know that already, I'm a big feller. So it's a lot of weight landing on one shoulder, dude.
Mostly parsnip weight.
Yeah, mostly parsnip weight from the waist down, dog. You know what I'm saying? But no, dude, like, I hit fucking, like, hella hard on the fucking ground, dude. I was down and out for a while. I mean, I wasn't knocked out, but, like, I was just, like, laying there, and I was like, this is a little embarrassing. But I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I started laughing a little bit. And then my little shit nephew, Jaden, started laughing, and I was like, I'm going to fucking chase this little fucker around, dude, for laughing at me. So then, yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah. Well, we'll save the last story for after the talk here. So let's get into Game of Thrones now.
Whoa.
I mean.
Just throwing curveball. Okay, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
So, all right, what'd you think, dude? What'd you think of this episode?
I mean, there were, like, cool parts and stuff, and, like, everyone was super excited and thought this was, like, tops, bro. Like, but it was pretty good, but.
Like, it definitely was not, like, top line type stuff. Like, I mean, they had, like, really good moments.
Yeah.
I felt like, but, like, good moments in an episode does not make the episode good.
Yeah, I mean, they had the stuff that, like, obviously we go to Game of Thrones for, besides, like, some of the sexy stuff. But, like, you know, like, people getting smashed against walls and fucking dying.
Yeah, some crazy shit happening. I mean, you know, we all know this show is a lot of, you know, lines, a lot of, you know, conversations and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Exposition.
Yes, exposition and all that stuff.
Sexposition.
Sexpositions and all stuff. But, like, you know, like, there was this, like, I don't know, dude. I felt really let down because it's like, okay, this is the first time we see Bran in, like, over a season.
Yes.
They didn't even have him in the first episode, and I was really disappointed. And then, like, their delivery on him was so disappointing, I felt like. It was like, we waited an entire season for this, dude.
I feel like it's going to lead to something big, but at this point, it's like, okay, cool. You're looking at your dad be a dick to Hodor.
Yeah, dude. And I was just like, dude, it was so underwhelming, dude.
And then, like, him and What's-Her-Face are, like, not on good terms because, like, they're just sitting around doing nothing, you know?
Yeah, she's just randomly, like, sitting in the snow.
And then this weird snake lady thing is like, he'll need you or something. Like, yeah. Oh, who fucking cares?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on anymore, guys. Ugh. So, yeah, first, you know, I mean, very uneventful for, like, you know, the first time seeing Bran again, that's for sure.
So, we also have Jaime and Tommen attending Marcella's funeral, and Cersei's not allowed to go, and the mountain's, like, fucking murdering people who are, like,
crazy
talking about fucking Cersei and stuff.
Yeah, it's insane. It really is. Yeah. I don't know. It's
but then, like, nuts. The High Sparrow, like, goes and shows up, and he's like, haha, I'm here. And then Jamie's like, I'll fucking murder you. And he's like, look at all my people. He's like, he said something like together we're all poor and powerless, or like individually we're all poor and powerless, but together we can destroy an empire or something.
Yeah, you know, pretty much listing like what they plan to do. Like, they're going to take out like pretty much like the Lannister family and just, you know, just crumble to the ground like this kingdom.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
because they're all sinners, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, they probably feel like, this kingdom should be ruled by, like, under God, you know, or under, you know, the God that they represent.
But this kind of falls back into that conversation about, like, who are they to decide that? Like,
obviously, well, yeah,
this guy's a sinner too. Like, he's fucking imprisoning people and beating them and, you know, shaming them and
killing them if necessary.
Dickhead.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, people do awkward things, you know, when they think it's like a righteous way to do it.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know, tell as old as time, you know? I mean, it just goes back, dude. I mean, obviously, almost any war you can think of was all, you know, predicated on religion.
Right. So what do you think of, like, Tommen's conversation with Cersei about, like, how he wants to be stronger and, you know?
It's difficult because I think she's really angry with him, from, you know, just letting her sit there and then, you know, the embarrassing, traumatic experience of being shamed through the streets.
Right. And her daughter died.
Like, yeah, and then her daughter died. She has to deal with that. I mean, there has to be some sort of anger between the two. I mean, I don't know, man. It's hard, but I think she's going to help him.
Yeah.
You know, so. I think this is going to be the turning point for, you know, Tommen or whatever. Mm-hmm. What is his name?
King Tommen.
Tommen,
yeah.
Tommen. All right, sorry. But I don't know, dude. I felt like Jaime was just going to kill the High Sparrow.
Dude,
right
I was
there.
Hoping, like, what the fuck can all these other people do, dude? Jaime can kill all of them.
Maybe.
Like,
maybe.
I mean, maybe because of his hand, you know.
I think before his hand injury, he could have taken them all.
Yeah.
I mean, widely considered, like, the best swordsman in
ever live, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. And then, I don't know, but now with the, you know, being a little less capable than he was before, I just don't know if he could take them all. I mean, there's a lot of people. There's, like, at least 20
oh,
people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He should have had the Kingsguard in there or something, though, you know?
I mean, what do you think, though, is going to happen to the High Sparrow? Who do you think is going to kill him?
Dude, I think they're going to have, like, some kind of raid on their, like, little prison or something.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be like a raid on their prison to free Tommen's wife.
Yeah.
And I think that's just what's gonna, you know, set the you know, the High Priest off, and that's when the destruction of their the Lannister name is gonna happen. That's when they're gonna, you know, there's gonna be a war between the two.
Right.
You know, sides.
I mean, and who cares what happens to Ser Loras? I mean, he's just gonna be Iron Fist. So.
Right. I mean, it's whatever.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah, and then you have Davos and the Wildlings showing up.
The Wildlings all show up and, like, they have the giant with them.
Dude,
dude, and like the Night's Watch all kind of like give up, and the fucking giant gets shot. He fucking slams the guy against a wall, and he like explodes.
Dude, yeah, dude. He, holy fuck, dude. That was like some crazy shit. Yeah. That's like the shit like that like takes Game of Thrones to the next level, honestly. Mm-hmm. And, dude, it's so fucking crazy what happens in that show sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, some of the stuff I'm even surprised. Even through HBO, dude, I'm so surprised it gets on television like that. Dude, it's such a graphic show.
Oh, yeah.
And he, like, literally just grabbed this guy and fucking banged him against the wall and his entire being splattered, dude.
Dude, it was fucking crazy.
Fucking gross.
Yeah. But, yeah, the Wildlings are now in control of Castle Black, pretty much, them in Davos. And
yeah, dude, it's a good time.
Yeah, the Lord Commander got arrested and all those other little shits, so.
Yep.
We also have, we'll talk about Arya now. I mean, very little happened there. She got her ass beat again, and then the Faceless Man is like, "Who are you?" And she's like, "I am no one." And then he's like, "Oh, yeah, follow me."
Yeah,
that's like her whole story.
Dude, I'm so done with, like, I mean, dude, they better bring a point to her story very soon, because I'm so done with it. I hate watching her on screen. She's not even, like, that great of an actor to me, dude. I really don't care for her at all in, like, all aspects. I don't think her story is interesting. I don't like her as an actor. I don't really care about the people that are surrounding her.
But never forget, she was Ashildur.
Ashildur! So, for anybody that has never heard us talk about Ashildur, you know, you obviously need to go listen to our previous podcast back when we still were doing Doctor Who.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's titled Ashildur.
Ashildur. It's when, like, that same, I don't know her name.
Macy Williams.
Yeah, when Macy Williams was on Doctor Who, and it was, like, her first episode, and her character's name was, like, Ashildur.
Or, like, Ashildur. We had a conversation Ashildur. About how to say her name, but we watched the episode to learn it, so we're just called Ashildur.
Yeah, no, we literally, this is the entire podcast. We're just like, Ashildur. I was like, oh, dude, you see, what's the name of this podcast? I mean,
dude, we almost this, shit ourselves at the end of that podcast.
I remember I ripped ass, dude, during that podcast.
I'm pretty sure, dude, I could not stop farting either.
I literally, dude, it was so funny. I was like, damn it, Ashildur has choke again.
Oh, it was great.
Oh, dude. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. But, you know, get back into Game of Thrones, though, because Ashildur is very entertaining.
Yes.
But we're here to talk about Game of Thrones. But Ashildur is very good, but Arya is not very good. But Ashildur is.
Yeah, you guys should go check out Ashildur.
Oh, Jesus. I apologize that's for
her,
your ears.
That's her Pikachu noise. Dude, I had a great idea today.
What's that?
I was thinking, like, we should, like, do, like, if machines were Pokemon, kind of, you know?
Fuck.
And, like, they just say what they did and, like, just have a Shredder and it goes, near, but you go, like, Shredder, 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 Shredder.
Shredder, Shredder, Shredder,
like,
Shredder,
when you're
Shredder,
printing
Shredder.
Stuff, go, print, print. Just, like, videos like that. Dude, we could be the next Damn Daniel. You know what I'm saying?
Back at it again with the white fans.
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought it was a great idea. We're going to go viral with this idea.
Yeah, dude. So. I mean, it's totally a great idea. I mean, I support you in your endeavors.
From afar.
From afar with my name.
I'll pretend
not on.
I don't know you, but.
I mean, dude, it's all good. But then, you know, if it becomes famous, I mean, you should definitely mention me.
Yeah, something like that. So.
You know, don't forget
dude,
us little guys.
Dude, we just told everybody. Someone's going to steal this idea now.
What is wrong with you? See, this is how bad shit happens to good people.
Hopefully they credit us when we find this on the internet.
All right. Time to get back to Ashildur.
Yes.
I mean, Arya. I mean, yeah.
Fuck all.
So, you know, she could write fuck off. That's all I'm saying, dude. Like, at first, I'm like, I forgot she went blind, and, like, you know, we see her in the trailer, and she's, like, has the wide eyes, and we're like, oh, my God, she's a ward, dude.
And then she's just fucking, like, blind without the skills of being Daredevil, and you're like, who fucking cares?
I was like, oh, man. I was like, what a fucking Daredevil ripoff, bro. This is garbage.
I mean, like, Daredevil, dude, he doesn't let his disability define him, so fucking man up.
For real, Arya, like, what the fuck is wrong with you, little bitch? No, dude, like, I mean, what is the point? What is the point? Of all of this bullshit.
I don't know. We'll find out in, like,
I mean,
two seasons.
Okay, so this is my prediction. Like, she's somehow going to, like, save, like, fucking somebody important, like, I don't know, Bran or somebody. Somebody important. And then, you know, they're going to think it's somebody else because she has somebody else's face on. But then she's like, and then I'm like, Ashildur is here to save you.
Yes.
But I don't know, dude. Like, I'm bored with art. Like, is anybody else bored with this? If you guys are not bored with it, let us know on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat. or our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com, yeah, under the forum section or any place you can comment.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of traffic through our website, so thanks,
good,
everyone.
Good, guys. I mean, yeah, I haven't been spewing it out for nothing.
I mean, fuck.
No, definitely keep going to our website, guys. Keep sending out the support. We really appreciate
it. And let us know if you want us to post anything special. Like, we want to keep it updated for you guys. So.
No dick pics, though.
Yeah, no dick pics.
I mean, that says that will ruin our mega careers.
Yeah, we don't want that getting out.
I mean, we can just hit rock bottom from here. I mean,
is it a parsnip or is it a peanut?
Oh Jesus!
I mean,
speak for yourself, bud. Yeah. All right. So after our, we have Tyrion, right?
Tyrion, yeah.
Tyrion, release the dragons! Yep. Release the dragons!
How do you know that? Because I know stuff and drink. Ha ha, my humor's not getting old at all because people want to put this quote on a t-shirt.
Yes. Tyrion is easily the best character on
this entire
show. Seriously, no, it's really,
bro,
really
I never good. Expected him to tell someone to punch him in the face.
Yeah, no, I mean, he could even reach
him. Dude, he already had an axe to the face, like, fuck.
Yeah, seriously, dude. Dude, it was very...
shit.
Very nerve-wracking. I mean, obviously, we knew... Dragons aren't gonna fucking care the little fucking midget, dude. I mean, shit, dude.
You're like, fuck, dude. That's not even a snack to them.
I mean, fuck, dude.
They took pity on him.
That's like when I fucking eat a cheeseburger, I'm like, and people are like, oh, you're not full. Yeah, well, fuck, dude. Have you seen my belly? No, it's not fucking full.
Dude, it's like Tyrion is one McDonald's french fry. It's like, you can't just have one. Like, it's a fucking tease. Like, so you just, like, leave it be, you know?
Yeah, dude. I mean...
Or maybe they just look at him as, like, an old McDonald's french fry, and, like, they're not good when they're old or cold or anything.
Dude, it was so funny, dude. He was like, if I ever have an idea like that again, punch me right in the face.
Yes.
Yes. It was so hilarious.
Yes.
It looked like he was gonna shit himself, dude.
He was so scared.
Yeah.
I weed myself a bit.
I read myself a bit.
All right. So as of like Ramsay, right? Is that where we're at? Ramsay. Yeah. Ramsay's all like, hey, father. And then his father's like, she had a boy. And he's like, murder you, motherfucker. So he murdered him.
He's like, nyah!
He's like, bring me the wife and child. And then he's like, I'm Mr. Bolton now, bitch. And then had his dogs eat her and the baby. Like,
yeah,
and
then they didn't even show it. It's like, dude, you have showed everything else that's so graphical.
I wouldn't want to see that.
I mean, I wouldn't want to see it either, but it's like, it doesn't.
But I mean, if they showed, I ain't looking away.
I mean, shit, dude, it probably wouldn't have been the most fucking grotesque thing I've ever witnessed. And I'd probably have been very angry and like, there would be a big ass. There's a reason they didn't do it, though. It's because it was a baby. They would never show that. I mean, no. I think they definitely understand that people would fucking go crazy over that, okay?
Yes.
People need to understand their audiences. And I mean, well, not even just their audience. They just know people in general would go fucking nuts over it, dude.
Yes.
But I mean, apparently nobody goes nuts over like people getting raped. Or, like, fucking heads popping and shit. But, I mean, kill a baby. I mean, fuck, dude. The world's gonna end. I mean, because, you know, abortion clinics aren't a thing. I'm sorry. That was so horrible.
It's become strangely political.
I do not support abortion, guys. But that's another subject matter. I won't even get into it. Didn't really mean that comment. Sorry. I apologize. Seriously. All right, so, I mean, do we care about Ramsay? I don't care about Ramsay. He's a douchebag. I don't care. Like, he's very one-dimensional to me.
He's
like,
a douche noodle.
Yeah, he's a little fucking douche noodle, man. I'm a little fucking spaghetti noodle. Fucking waving and shit, dude. Like, you know, like, when we say douche noodle, you know, like, the little fucking flappy fucking characters they have at car lots and shit that go,
wacky, waving, inflatable, flailing arm man.
Yes, dude, that's what I imagine. When you say a word like douche noodle, that has to be it right
yeah.
there. That is what a douche noodle is.
Yeah,
that is exactly what it is.
Pasta dancing
inside
a vagina.
If anybody disagrees with me, you can fuck right off. All right?
Yeah, what he said.
So, Theon departs.
Yeah, Theon's like all leaving. This kind of ties into the next part too. Sorry, I knocked something over.
Yes.
So like his daddy was killed.
Yeah, my Pompey, he was killed.
Dude, so I'm pretty sure he's going to go back to the Iron Islands and be like, I am your king now with no penis.
I have no parsnip, but I will rule you.
I will rule you all by the size of my large knickers.
Wait, so can he still pee? How does that work? Like, he has a bladder.
I don't...
How does that work?
Maybe he just...
I'm just curious about the whole science of it all, you know?
I wonder if it's just, like, little drainage pipe hanging out.
A little nub. That must be so depressing.
Did he probably, like, pee through the
stitching?
Because
he was part of, like, Team Long Dick, and then now he has, like, a little stub there. So, I mean, I feel as bad for the guy, you know?
Hashtag Team No Dick.
He went from Team Long Dick to Team No Dick.
Hashtag No Dick, No Fucks.
Damn it. Oh, man. But Theon's another character. I don't really care about him too much.
Yeah. He's like, I'm leaving Sansa. And Sansa's like, but you were such a fucking prick to me. I love you.
Dude, yeah, dude, if he was still Team Long Dick, she would have hopped all over that shit, dude, I guarantee it.
I don't know. Did you see that tangerine?
Tangerine?
Or whatever fuck it was.
What?
The, you know, the little picture. Little freaking cheese,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because didn't Ramsay, like, rape her with, like, yeah, Ramsay like instruments her. And stuff?
Oh,
like,
I don't know about instruments.
Like, didn't he, like, use stuff?
Oh, I don't know.
I think he...
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, that
was getting
picture.
Terrible.
That no, it's like I'm asking like legitly because
yeah,
like,
I don't know.
I
don't want to think about it though.
Well, dude, it's part of the fucking show. I mean, the show must go on. So I mean, we might.
I
as
mean,
well
but
talk.
She did see the end of the world.
I seen the end of the world.
I'm Jean Grey. Let me touch your face.
All right, nobody cares. Who is this next person?
We already talked about that. Balon getting killed.
Oh, yes.
And then, like, his daughter was like, I will rule the Iron Islands. She's like, you're a woman. You
so
will
wait,
do no such thing.
I mean, we've never even been introduced to, like, his brother. And he's like, he looks more like Theon.
Yeah, his brother is, like, way younger than him. And he's like, you had your time. I did not die. I will throw you over the bridge.
I swear to God, that's probably Theon's real father. I'm telling you right now. Like, dude, they look fucking identical, dude. I'm like,
I will have no son, no dick as my heir.
You're not Team Long Dick anymore. You're off this island.
No dick, no king.
You are the weakest dick. Goodbye. So then we have the surprise finish. It wasn't really the surprise. It was kind of a weak ending, dude. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
So we have Melisandre doing her little voodoo shit,
she's
and
like,
she's like, I failed, Jon Snow!
I can't raise people from the dead!
And then, like, you know, she was just like, alright, well, fuck it, he's dead, he's dead. And then, like, when everybody leaves the room, of course, when everyone else leaves the room, she's like, I'm alive!
And he, like, looks over at his alarm clock, he's like, 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes. Oh, dude. So, I mean, overall, I mean,
I think everybody was just excited because Jon Snow's back, and I'm just like, everybody knew Jon Snow was going to be back, so.
Yeah, dude, all. People, like, talking, like, so I was on Twitch this week, right, and I was on, like, this guy named Raj Patel's stream.
Raj Patel.
So, I mean, yeah, it's a good stream. You should check it out if you don't already check it out. Yeah, anywho, you know, people are talking about it. I guess, like, some of his streamers ruined it from this week. But I was like, when was there really to be ruined? Like, everybody's like, Jon Snow's alive. I'm just like, did you guys really think he was dead? Like, I mean, I super overreacted. But then, like 2 minutes later, I was like, okay, of course he's not really dead.
Yeah.
But we totally thought that about what's-his-name, Robb Stark.
Well, Robb was like... Dude, like, it was, like, disbelief that episode. We're just like, yeah. That shit was crazy, bro.
I mean, dude, it was kind of, like, that way when, like, they kill Jon Snow. But you obviously know he's coming back, though.
Yeah.
You obviously know that.
I mean.
But, interesting.
Dude, it's fucking Jon Snow, bro.
I mean, he's been raised from the dead, so essentially he's Jesus now.
He's Jesus now?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Jesus was a ghost.
I mean, whatever, dude.
Jon Snow's essentially like a zombie.
Yeah, dude. I mean, he's like a White Walker now, right?
I mean, yeah.
Do you think people are going to try to like... What are people going to say when he walks out of that cabin, dude? Like, what is he going to do? Dude, do you think he's going to kill that guy first off and like everybody else that betrayed him? Do you think he's going to try and kill them?
I don't know if he'll kill like Lord Kostok or whatever. Or
I don't think he'll kill the kid because I think he'll feel bad for the kid.
Dude, I'd fucking murder that kid in an instant.
Yeah, that little fucking shit.
Dude, I wanted the fucking giant to pick him up and just squeeze the life out of him.
And just be like, you're a bad boy.
Dude, we should write fan fiction about, like, Jon Snow meeting up with Theon. And Theon, and he's like, I heard what you did to my brothers, Theon. And Theon's like, John, it's not true. He's like, I may be dead, but at least I still have a penis. Oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah. I mean, so for me, this story, I mean, this episode, it was all right. I mean, it did what it set out to accomplish, really. I mean, there was, like, slowly progressing some storylines. But overall, like, I mean, other than the giant stuff, like, I mean, nothing really great popped out to me. It wasn't overly exciting. Like, I mean, one of my favorite storylines is always going to be Daenerys, especially when they're with what are those people called?
Dothraki.
Yes, the Dothraki. They're, like, my favorite race in this world.
Yeah.
So, like, well, you know, like, the, I don't know, I have, like, this great love for, like, horse warrior type people.
The riders of Rohan?
Yeah, dude, I love, they were, like, my favorite kind of warriors in that movie as well.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, not having her storyline, I mean, they always do it. I mean, they always alternate storylines and everything, but I just, when she's not in there, I think the show is kind of missing out. And it's the same with Jon Snow as well. And just having him lay on a table is not the same thing of having
him. No, I mean, they're like the face of Game of Thrones, besides Tyrion, who should be the face of everything.
I know, seriously, he's like the greatest character ever. But
yeah,
anyways.
I mean, look at my fucking wall. I mean, what do we have? Jon Snow, Tyrion, Daenerys, Direwolf.
All right, so what is your grade for the episode?
Oh, like a 7.5.
7.5. I give it a 6.5. I thought it was, like, slightly above average. It was, like, you know, very okay-ish. You know what I mean? Nothing spectacular. You know, did what it needed to do. Yeah. So, as we promised, there's more stories to tell, guys.
Oh, yeah. Do you have one?
You have
one. Oh, I have one, yes. So, I was at work this week. I don't know if you guys know what I do, but I work at a yacht harbor, and I essentially work in the office, and I answer phones, and I call down boats to get launched in the water, and all this stuff, and I do contracts and filing, like, boring shit, and I do vacancy reports and accounting. I pretty much do everything, all right? And some guy called me, and he's like, hello, I just opened Marina on Bethel Island. He's like, okay, he talks like this. I'm not being racist, but that's how he talks. And, you know, he's like, I just need the idea how much it costs, to how much you make, how much you pay your employees, how much your harbor master make, what he do, what it costs of running a marina. I'm just like, you know, like, well, I'm not privy to the information about how much people make, but I can tell you how much I make, and I can tell you what I hired dock attendants at, and, like, every operation's kind of different. I'm going through the whole shebang, you know, getting him all this information. I'm on the phone with him for, like, 30, 45 minutes. He's like, you sound very knowledgeable. You want to come work for me? And I was like, we can talk about it further. I gave him my email. I got his phone number. He got my phone number. You know, I'm at work, so I can't really be like, nah, fuck this place. I'm going to work for you, you know? And I got to make sure it's a legit deal first, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's like, I kind of told him that. He's like, I pay you more. I pay you more than you make now. He's like, you know, I live in Bay Area, and I cannot go up there and whatever, patrol and, you know, run the harbor. He needs someone who's experienced and knows what they're talking about. And he said, I sound very knowledgeable. He wants to pay me more. He wants me to be the harbor master at his marina on Bethel Island. And I'm just like, you know, like, it sounds like a great gig, you know, and we're just talking. I'm just like, man, like, just imagine me giving my 2 weeks notice to the harbor, you know, and I'm just like, sorry, guys, I got recruited.
I have, like, been recruited.
I mean, you guys aren't paying me enough. This guy's offering me more.
I mean, not to go into too much detail about, you know, Christian's work life or anything like that, but I mean, he's obviously expressed his
concerns
to his work environments and stuff like that. I mean, I'll just leave it at that, pretty much. I mean, it shouldn't really come too much of a surprise. I mean, I'm all for it, dude. I mean, if it's legit, I think you should definitely go for it, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely gonna make sure it's something that I'm interested in, talk to him, make sure I know which harbor or marina he bought, because there are certain ones that I would not want to be a part of, and there are other ones that are, like, new, upcoming, gonna be huge. Like, I don't want to really get into the small marina business because they don't last. Like, the marina I work at, you know, like, the owners are multi-billionaires and things like that. So it's like, they have plenty of money. They just don't pay their employees it.
Totally.
Yeah, so.
Something like that.
But, yeah, I mean, I just thought it was interesting, like, you know, just, it's like, I feel like our phone conversation was almost like an interview, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
So.
It's definitely an exciting opportunity for you, that's for sure, dude.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully something good will come out of it. If not, you know, I mean, I'm going to be having my degree in a couple of weeks, and fuck it.
Yeah, dude. Definitely mad excited for you guys. I mean, you two guys. I'm mad excited for you.
Yeah.
And hopefully everybody else is excited for you as well.
Yeah, hopefully. So,
We have one more story for you guys before we signing out.
Yeah.
So, as you guys know, Civil War was released this week, and we definitely went and seen it on opening night. How could we not? I mean, we're the fucking Nerdy Boys reviews.
Yeah, and we'll be reviewing that, you know, like tomorrow sometime. You'll see a podcast for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll definitely see it. And so I was already wary because, you know, I've been having some car trouble as of late. And if you guys are, you know, with us on Instagram or Twitter, we didn't do anything. Well, Christian did some stuff on Facebook, on his own personal Facebook. But anyways, you know, we were both doing hashtag Civil War video logs. And one of them was, you know, my concern. You know, I had to go make sure all the fluids were all good in my car. And you know, hopefully I can make it without, you know, because my brakes have been squeaking a lot, dude. Like, I was just, you know, praying that my brakes didn't go out. I still made the adventure out there, you know. It was good on the way there. So I get there, and it's, like, daylight, you know, when we get there. And there's, like, a sign at some point, because it's, like, out in the country, and it's, like, you know.
A headlight zone.
Yeah, yeah, headlight zone up ahead. And it was still daylight when I got there, so I wasn't paying attention. I turned off my car. Still daylight. I didn't notice my lights were still on. And so I start, you know, recording another video log before I meet up with Christian, you know, just like, hey, you know, I just got here, guys. You know, I'm about to meet up with Christian, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we go in and see it, Civil War. And then we come out and I'm ready to leave. I go to start my car. And my car battery is dead.
Yes.
Dead. I was completely distraught, dude. I went like almost into full rage mode. I was just like so upset. Ah, dude, it was just so fucking horrible, man. Like, car troubles are, like, literally the worst kind of troubles.
I think you kept it inside pretty well, because, like, you were pretty much just like, hey, my car won't start, and I was like, all right, let's get this solved.
Yeah. Luckily, it wasn't too late, and Target was open. We just went and bought some jumper cables, jump-started my car, and I was just praying the whole fucking time. I was like, please don't fucking die randomly. I mean, yeah, but apparently,
there's no reason it does.
Yeah, I mean, apparently Christian explained, you know, car facts to me. I don't know shit about cars.
I don't really either, but I know basic stuff, so.
Yeah, and apparently, you know, it didn't die. Got home safely.
Yeah.
Obvi, I'm talking to you guys now.
Yes.
But it's so nerve-wracking, just, you know, just the chance that your car might die. And, like, my phone is on, like, fucking 5%, dude. And I'm just like, I'm so fucked if my car dies.
Yeah, so it's like, Scott's like, what do I do? And I'm like, well, we can just go get jumper cables, you know, like it should work. And, you know, like, obviously he's freaking out. He's like, well, can your car jump my car? Like, whatever. And
because I don't know if there's like a difference in like the size of your battery and the voltage of your battery and everything. Right. Like, I don't know if it can disrupt each other. I don't know anything about cars, guys. I only like know how to like I know how to put in, like, I know how to check my fluids pretty much.
Right. And like, obviously, like,
I know how to change a tire.
Obviously, Scott's like, will it work? And if it doesn't work, what do I do? And even if it does work, when my battery dies, I'm like, no, you know, like, the alternator will charge it. And I try to, like, use, like, a very simple, like, analogy. I'm like, yeah, it's like your alternator is your phone charger, and your phone is your battery. And you plug it in, and it charges, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it works.
dude, still so nerve-wracking. Just the off chance that my car dies, and, like, while I'm in the freeway, especially if, like, it's like out in Discovery Bay where it's like two lanes going different ways,
mm-hmm.
Very small, windy ass road.
Yeah,
dude, if my car died out there
with a big drop off,
I would have been
no shoulder.
Fuck, dude. I would have had to get out of the car and just leave my car there and hope nobody else crashed into it.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
I probably would have actually just pushed my car off.
Yeah, and Scott was like, can I turn my radio on? You know, like,
I literally, I didn't turn my radio on the whole way home. I have, so the same knob that I pull out to turn on my headlights, I can actually twist it and like adjust like the light settings in mm-hmm. my car, and I turn them all the way down, dude, just to make sure I'm using very minimal battery power. Essentially, yeah. I was so scared I was gonna break down.
But yeah,
well, it was no joke.
While we're driving to Target, I'm breaking all sorts of traffic laws. Like, I'm like California rolling through stop signs, like fucking getting in the wrong lanes and pulling into the right lanes, and fucking doing whatever I need to do to get to fucking Target before they close, and then get back. And then, like, I'm just like, Scott, you want your box? You could return these jumper cables. And he's like, I don't know, because, you know, maybe I'll need them in the future.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, it's kind of difficult, especially because, like, I mean, not to get too personal with stuff with like that. It's like, you know, I don't have a ton of money at the moment, you know, because I don't have a job.
Yeah, it's like
$30
for some jumper cables. You
yeah.
know?
So it's like I had to fork out the $30. You know, I couldn't really afford it. And it's like, but at the same time, it's something that you, every person should have jumper cables in the car, by the way. Because the off chance you accidentally leave your headlights on.
I used to have them, but I left them in my Lincoln Town Car. After I got my new car. So lucky someone has those, probably.
It's a bitch.
Yeah, but you know, we made it all work, and I think I'm a pretty safe driver most of the time. I think some people might disagree, but,
maybe.
You know, I wasn't being a very safe driver last night.
Yeah.
And Scott's, like, just all mad. Like, I'm sitting there whining through roads that he's probably never been down, and I'm thinking about, man, I wonder if Scott's looking at the area like, oh, this is a nice area.
Yeah.
You know?
I was thinking about that, too. Yeah, but
I just want you to know, technically, that Target is in Antioch. That area is technically Antioch, and then where we were was in Brentwood. So it's like that section where you're going north there, it's like you go Brentwood, Antioch, Oakley. It's pretty crazy how fast you go into Oakley.
Yeah. So that's the end of story time, guys. And that will be it for our game.
For our story time podcast.
Yes, our story time podcast with your nerdy boys, Christian and Scott.
Yes.
Or Christian and Scott.
Yes. Yeah, it was funny because Jamal, one of my bosses this week, was talking about like people being particular about their names, because we have someone who works for us named Tomas, but everybody calls him Thomas because like KT calls him Dumbass. Because
Yeah. Okay.
But so people be calling him Thomas, and like Jamal's like, I don't like he said something about people being particular about their names, like, and then he said Christian with a K because I've I introduce myself that way.
Yes, he literally will tell everybody. He's like, "Oh yeah, my name is Christian with a K."
Yeah, and everybody looks at me like it's funny.
Yeah, it is a very awkward thing to just tell people.
Yeah, but like it's funny because it's like I'm particular about that, but like not particular about the way it's actually pronounced.
Well, I mean, because like in English, it's like it would be Kristen.
Well, no, it's Christian with T I A N. T I N would be Kristen.
What?
The way it's spelled, it would be...
No, my cousin has the same name as you. Her name is Kristen.
Spelled the same?
Yes.
I don't think so. People make the mistake all the time, but...
I'm pretty sure it's spelled the same way. But anyways, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yes. But my name is actually pronounced Christian.
Christian.
But I don't tell people that. They have to call me that, so...
Yeah, it's Christian. I don't give a shit.
Yes.
A little Kristen. It's all right. Anyways, yeah. So, that's going to wrap us up. We do have a couple of things, of course, as always. Make sure you guys follow us on our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and our Snapchat. Also, make sure that you make some daily visits to our website. It's www.nerdyboysreviews.com. We have a forum section. We have a buy list up there. We have episode grades. We have a bunch of stuff to offer you guys.
A little blog section.
Yeah, a little blog section. A lot of great features that Christian worked very, very hard on. You know, he designed it, and it looks very great. So, yeah, dude, go check it out. Go check all that stuff out.
Subscribe to our podcast. Rate us, review us, share us.
Yeah.
Check out Reality Comics. There's a link to them on our website, on our homepage, on the bottom there. Talks to you all about them. Kind of like a technology startup company that... created a comic book social media site. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
So check them out.
Yeah, it's definitely, definitely good. Be sure to go follow Nicholas J on Twitter.
Yeah.
If you haven't already, because he is a fantastic follower. Definitely recommend him to follow on Twitter, especially if you're into all the nerdy stuff. He's a great person to talk to about it all.
Yeah, and stay tuned for our Civil War podcast this week, our post-show podcast.
Yes.
And our regular podcast where we're talking about all our shows and... get into that stuff. So
yeah, but that's all we have for you guys. We are your host. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott,
and I'm Nerdy Boy Christian,
and here at NBR we have one simple message for you, and that's
stay nerdy, boys.